Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Kunam. Today, we'll be listening to a young voice that communicates magically with the depths of rebetiko and traditional music. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Avgerini Gatsi. Avgerini Gatsi is known as the lead singer of rebetiko band Rebetien and recently released an album with covers of songs by composer Argyris Kounavis. My friend Melia Pouri and I had the honor of interviewing her, and I would love to share with you excerpts from that interview. Avgerini notes the following about her recent album. Kounavis came as a surprise, since I didn't know him. I had heard that he existed as a composer, but I had never heard any of his songs. So producer Moses Usher, whom I had met before, came along and told me, "There are these songs, and I'd love for you to sing them if you like them." So I started listening to them, and I thought, this is a chance to sing something that I haven't approached before.
Πίκρα κομπό δε μάνα φυλακτώ. Πίκρα κομπό δε μ' ακρατώ, το χωσταστή, το χωσταστή θια φυλακτώ.
To approach this album. One was technical, that is, to think about how to position my voice in a different way to get closer to the original performances. The other way was to get closer to the music, that is, we spent a lot of time together with arranger Alekos Vasilatos, and there was the fermentation and the friction to play these songs, to feel them here and now, and to listen to them with a different ear. We did not try to copy the aesthetics of the era of the 70s and 80s. Back then, even consonants were pronounced in a different way. So the songs had to fit inside me. I had to assimilate them based on all the sounds I carry as reference points.
Thank you.
στην πόρτα μου δέντρι, στην πόρτα μου σημάδι. Μην τύχει και έρθει να με βρει και δε με βρει. Μην τύχει και έρθει βράδυ, βράδυ και χάσει το στενό. Σβησμένα τα φανάρια, σβησμένα τα φανάρια. Ατσάλι το μαχαίρι, γιατί θα δεις εχθεί καιρή και μήνες του θανάτου, για να πετάξει δε μπορεί άσπρο. Καήκαν τα φτερά του, καήκαν τα φτερά του.
And Avierini Gazzi continues about the challenges that she faced when recording this album. The first important element is the language, the way the words are pronounced. The second is music, in the following sense. The orchestrator hadn't thought of anything specific before he heard me sing these songs. In fact, I sang them many times, and we often changed the harmony so that we could get away from the established interpretations of the original versions, to hear them completely differently. Because, you know, singing is something that works imitatively. If a song is stored in our memory by a familiar voice that we've been listening to for years, right there we feel safe to sing it. So each song had to eventually fit with my breath, the way I breathe and feel the sentences and words, also in conjunction with the music. Spiros Sakas and some of my other vocal teachers, I realized that what differentiates singing is that the way one articulates a word hides the way the word or sentence is in one's mind. The word creates associations, and the associations behind it become sound in the body. It is something physical. It is closer to an athlete who is working with his or her body, or an actor who is conveying something to the audience. So, it's related to the respiratory system and the emotions that the body hides and stores. I found it very interesting that singing also has a psychotherapeutic and much more global role, because it includes both music and speech, and the physical part that we mentioned.
Thank you.
θα κολυμπήσουμε στα νυχτά με κλειστά τα βλέφαρα μας. Θα ναυαγήσουμε στη χαμένη αγκαλιά ένα Αιγαίο τα όνειρά μας. Μας ενώνουν οι σεισμοί, μας χωρίζουν σεισμογράφοι, μας φιλιώνουν οι καημοί, η κακιά μας η στιγμή το κοιτάπι την αγράφει. Θα σεριανίσουμε στα παλιά, στα σοκάκια που γίνανε στράτες. Θα θρυνήσουμε τα γέλα στα παιδιά που πατούν των σύνορων τις νάρκες. Μας ενώνουν οι σεισμοί, μας χωρίζουν σεισμογράφοι, μας φιλιώνουν οι καημοί, η κακιά μας η στιγμή το κοιτάπι την αγράφει.
Avierini Gatsi turns to her connection with rebetiko songs. What attracted me to these songs goes back a bit further. At home, we listen to a lot of rebetiko, pre-war and traditional music, mainly thanks to my mother. Then, at the music school I went to, in Pallini, we had a lot of folk and rebetiko music ensembles. So, that's where I got to know and love rebetiko from a young age. It speaks in a more experiential way to the body compared with classical music, which is more verbal. Rebetiko and traditional music are connected to dance and how people come together through a common way of thinking and living. That's what I'm mostly drawn to. I am a group person.
Yeah.
The band Rebetien was created in 2010. We met with Kostis Kostakis and Fotis Vergopoulos through common friends and common sounds. The internet helped too, because Fotis was living in Melbourne at the time, studying there. He found us and sent us a message to play together, so when he came to Athens, we got together right away and started studying all day long. We lived in the same house, we cooked together, so it was like a community, and when you're in your 20s, this creates a bond. We started traveling together, having concerts together, trying to play with Bouzouki other songs that weren't very common at the time, like Bulgarian songs or even our own instrumentals that I used to compose at the time. We were quite open to trying other repertoire. That's how Yanis Zarias, who had been involved in traditional violin as well as jazz music, came our way, and Rebetien was formed. From then on, we had very regular meetings, rehearsals and concerts at home and abroad.
Thank you.
attracts young people to Rebetiko is the warmth that this repertoire and its venues inspire. They know they'll go to a venue and meet the same 100 or 200 people and drink a glass of wine. It's not that impersonal as it is at the huge rock or pop concerts that existed and were fashionable in past years, in which the rock star is admired and adored. In the Rebetiko live stages, there is a different perspective. The listener participates in the whole thing. He or she is as important as the artist who proposes something, and each listener follows certain artists, even in small establishments, without caring whether they're famous or not. I mean, that people are starting to look for groups and spaces that are not visible at first sight.
Άιντε χίλια τα λιρά σας δίνω, άιντε στη βραήλα να μας πας. Άιντε χίλια τα λιρά σας δίνω, αχ και στη βραήλα να μας πας. Όσα θέλεις γύρεψέ μας, άιντε στην πραήλα να μας πας. Άιντε κι όσα θέλεις γύρεψέ μας, αχ και στην πραήλα να μας πας.
Avgerini Gatsi explains her relationship with accordion. The accordion came about after many years of playing ney and studying classical Ottoman music, which is very esoteric and brings you into a meditative process with the instrument and your breath. After so much time of closure and interiority, when the accordion came up, it was like the opening of an embrace. The instrument is a hug too, as you pick it up and look forward. You don't look down, you don't close yourself off, you don't have your back to the audience. It was a great need for me when I was singing to look at the people and address them. The accordion has a tragedy, a melancholy, but at the same time, an extroversion too. I have also associated it with the people who used to play the accordion in the street, because in the neighborhood of Kipseli, where I lived, they passed by almost every day. By getting to know Bulgarian music, or Turkish music, or Mediterranean music in general, I understood that there are so many beautiful things that these cultures have in common and in the way they live. Essentially, we are rich, and if I play music in the company of my friends, musicians, it can become something different. These are things that should be shared and circulated without museum-style entanglements and moral constraints, without rights and wrongs and shoulds and should nots. This whole ethnic music period that we've been through, so to speak, helped us discover music from all over the world and opened our horizons. It enriched them. And so, now a musician who tries to play an ethnic instrument directly has in his hands another color, another tool for this palette that he can use. 5 or 10 more windows have been opened in his or her imaginary environment. Avierini concludes, "Tradition is something very deep and fragile, which I consider more and more sacred as time goes by, but not in a rigid way. I don't have to reproduce something exactly as I heard it, because otherwise I will supposedly break some rule and destroy it or betray it, and that I will not be correct and formal. I consider tradition sacred in a very different way. The effort to understand why a lyricist plays a Sousta dance for 3 hours and doesn't stop because the dancer doesn't stop dancing, or why, when the clarinet plays a tune, the entire village stops eating and breathing. One remembers one's parents and grandparents, and at that moment one comes into contact with that part of one's childhood, with all the memories, with what the past, the present, and the future are. What lies behind music is what makes it sacred. Now, influences are not bad for tradition. On the contrary, they enrich it. Tradition is strong and beautiful when it is open and ready to steal elements from the outside world."
Σε μου.
πέσω δεν μπορώ. Σιγανό μαϊστρο, περιμένω να σταλέσω το μισό. Σιγανό μαϊστρο, περιμένω να σταλέσω το μισό.
Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the art of Evgenia Gatzi, with the help of an interview of hers by Melia Puri and myself, has come to an end. It is time to kiss you goodbye with Monica's Waltz by Argyris Kounadis. From our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and from myself, Hercules Kanamu, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.
Σκιά σου να πιούν, δροσιά.